Welcome to the SBK Crypto Podcast. 15 minutes of crypto fame.
My name is Sean Story. I will be hosting the next 15 minutes. We're coming live from the city of London, Shoreditch. So let's get down to business. Bitcoin is currently trading at $4,608. Oof. I repeat, $4,608, down 9% in the last 24 hours. Ripple is currently trading at 44 cents, down 9.5%. We have Ethereum currently trading $137. Wow. And that's down 10.5%. Bitcoin Cash currently trading at $241, down 30% today. Stellar currently trading 19 cents, down 12.5%. And EOS currently trading at $3.75, down 8% in the last 24 hours. I want to give I think Bitcoin Cash today in the last 24 hours is the worst hit, down 30%. Factum, I want to give a big shout out to the team there, currently trading at $7.97. That's up 10%, outperforming the market massively. Talking about the market, the current market cap is $150 billion. Bitcoin's dominance of that is 53.4%. So with that in mind, let's get down to business. Let's find out what people have been talking about, what people are saying, what's going on. Let's get on to the next part of the show. So one of the big stories that has been circulating comes from the SEC. So they've settled registration charges with two ICOs, AirFox and Paragon. After publishing its guidance on ICOs in 2017, AirFox raised $15 million in its ICO and Paragon raised $12 million. The SEC ruled that each company's token was a security, and these two companies broke SEC law because they failed to comply with existing rules governing the registration of securities. In response, both companies agreed to reimburse harmed investors in their ICOs, pay $250,000 in fines, and register their tokens as securities. It looks like the days of quick returns on ICOs are selling to the public is over. ICOs are now considered tokens as possible securities and are taking few steps to protect themselves. So one of the steps is selling only to accredited investors. Number two, waiting at least a year from the private sale to the token generation event to comply with traditional securities laws, excluding US investors. So that's a massive one. And it's interesting like how many ICOs weren't doing that. We just had didn't comply with any laws out there, wasn't really too interested as well with what the regulator was thinking, just get it done, make it happen. And I guess a lot of people wanted the quick cash and to make their experiment come true, and I think that's probably the most apt description for the space at that time. Not all projects were like that, but there's a lot of kind of fly-by-night projects that haven't executed since then, and you probably trying to figure out what they're doing with their money. They probably kept in Ethereum and lost that all as well. And it's really interesting. The market is currently $150 billion. And there's a lot of people out there. Myself and the team get hit up a lot of times a day with people who are looking to raise like $40 million in an ICO and all they have is a white paper. I personally believe the space has changed. I think it's developed. I think it's matured slightly. And I think the days of just having a white paper and a dream are coming to an end, if not have ended. And, you know, on the reverse of that, I still believe in that funding mechanism, but I believe in a different, more structured, more compliant way of doing it, because I foresee issues like the SEC coming in or whatever country you're raising money from, the regulator coming in and shutting you down or giving you penalties. And it's just not a good way to start a business with regulation issues. And on top of that, what you also have is a target on your back. If you haven't done things right, if you have not done the KYC, AML on your investors, if you have guaranteed returns, like you have now a target on your back, not only from the thousands of investors that you have in your project, but also other projects out there. And it's not a sustainable way. However, we are seeing more and more people looking at STOs. I'm hearing many different things about STO. For those who don't know, an STO is a security token offering, so doing it in a compliant fashion. So it'll be really interesting to see if that, when we see this market pick back up again, which I'm a firm believer that it will, when we see this pick back up again, will the next rally be, you know, a new kind of ICO? Would it be the STO rally? Is that what we're going to see? Because that's going to be a lot slower, I believe. I think that, you know, as an STO kind of state, so you have to have accredited investors, no US investors, so on and so forth. Or will we see the altcoin rally pick back up? And I think that's really interesting, kind of pick out the key sectors where capital will go to next. And by the way, as a new investor into the space, unless it's a very compelling project, unless it's a game-changing idea, unless the team can execute the project, like, why wouldn't you buy something at a massive discount that are already kind of on their way? They're already on the roadmap. They've been executing on many different steps. I just see the risk to that is a lot less of an existing project that you can literally track the performance and see how they've been doing. And not necessarily from a token standpoint when I say track the performance. I mean of the team. Have they been executing on their roadmap? Have they been delivering? Have they been doing, have they been over-delivering, doing more than what they initially said they would? And these are the key factors I think you have to look for in any project. And just because it's an ICO doesn't mean that the rules and the principles of good business goes out the window. I remember last year in 2017 that at the end of the year, November, December, and the start of this year, 2018, in January, February, you would rate a project, and many people did this, based on the hard cap. What do I mean by this? Well, the question was, well, what's their hard cap? 20 million. Yeah, that seems kind of reasonable. I think they're going to hit that. What are they doing? Well, they're going to do this. Do you think they can do it? No, I'm not too sure. And that was the conversation that many people had, which is scary that people were giving away that much money to begin with. But that was the craze. That was the phase. And that doesn't represent the underlying technology. The underlying technology, as I always say, is getting better and better and better. And that's what we have to be focusing on. So something else I picked up today was that OKX blast defamatory allegations amid Bitcoin Cash futures settlement fury. So cryptocurrency exchange OKX has pushed back against allegations made by Hong Kong-based trading firm Amber AI over its early settlement of Bitcoin Cash BCH futures contracts last week. Calling a Monday blog post from the firm defamatory, OKX said in a statement on Tuesday that the allegations are completely false and have caused serious damage to its reputation. So the post allegedly says that the way OKX had forced settlement of Bitcoin Cash futures contracts at the two last traded prices on November 14th, a day before a hard fork of the Bitcoin Cash blockchain, that resulted in two new completing cryptos was indicative of outright market manipulation and one of the most serious acts of fraud in the history of limit order book trading in the cryptocurrency markets. Traders have reportedly claimed losses in light of the early settlement, with one fund founder telling Bloomberg they have incurred hundreds of thousands of dollars in losses. OKX later provided an explanation of the early delivery last week, stating that there was no trading pair of Bitcoin Cash with enough market depth and trading volume to compose an index for delivery. In its response, OKX said that the early settlement of Bitcoin Cash futures contracts was implemented based on the consideration of market integrity and customer interest. The exchange added that it was confident that the move was the best option available and pointed to a clause in its futures contract user agreement stating that under certain conditions, it may postpone or bring about early settlement and delivery. So, as might be expected, this spat had resulted in what essentially amounts to finger-pointing following the future settlement. Amber AI honed in on OKX Exchange to change the way futures indices were calculated on November 12th, saying this is no different from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange, the CME, announcing that the S&P 500 E-mini futures will settle against the Shanghai Composite Index in the midst of trading. We will see this as a deliberate attempt to interfere with prices of the underlying futures contract amidst live trading, the trading firm stated. The settlement price of OKX's futures contracts in construction based on the spot price, OKX said, and the Bitcoin Cash Index constitutes Bitcoin Cash spot price and Coinbase, Binance, and OKX have already paused trading, which made it impossible to create Bitcoin Cash Index price for settlement under the circumstances. We had already made the decision to perform an early settlement. OKX further said Tuesday that it reserves the right to take legal action against Amber AI for interfering with its business, and that it would disclose any evidence required in the court to prove it was not involved in the alleged trading. The exchange stressed that it would never trade against our customers and manipulate the market. Wow, that's a massive claim that Amber AI basically come up with, saying that they dumped their clients' Bitcoin Cash or the futures before the fork so they could basically manipulate the price. That's huge. Be interesting to see where they take this, but this is the issue of some of these exchanges. And I don't know too much about OKX, but there is no control. I mean, a lot of the exchanges out there, there are a lot of exchanges that have been shut down just because they've been hacked or whatever. But there was no center point. It was just people opening up an exchange and being like, yeah, come trade with us. You want to do fiat? Not a problem. I can find a bank. We'll do that. Let's go. Let's make it happen. And that's really kind of, I think that's going to be changing over the next couple of years as we see the SEC and different regulators kind of move into the space and have a viewpoint on this and making that viewpoint public. I think that's all going to change. Listen, with that in mind, that's a wrap. I got to bounce. Thank you for your time and attention as always. And remember to check us out on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Telegram, SVK Crowd. And feel free to email myself if you have any questions. CStory@svkcrypto.com. That's a wrap, and I got to bounce.
You've been listening to an SVK Crypto Podcast original. Follow us on Twitter at @SVK_crypto. Email us on cstory@svkcrypto.com. Leave us a message on our website, www.svkcrypto.com.